Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Jimmy, you have to turn off your volume on your computer. Hello and welcome to Soul Sister Tuesday. How are you tonight? And I want to welcome you to the Jimmy Dean Show. And do you have your computer on, Jimmy?
No.
Hi, how are you? We have an echo. I wonder where the echo is coming from. Echo.
Do you have it now?
Do I have it now?
No.
Yeah, what'd you do?
He was on speaker.
Were you on speaker?
I unplugged something.
Ah, gotcha. So how are you, my man?
I have to use a different system. I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm fine. How are you?
I want to welcome all of our archive listeners. We had over 300 archive listeners last week, so I want to thank you all for joining us.
All 300 of them.
Hey, you know what? That's 300 people.
Is our number.
Three is me, you, and Jiminy.
And then G-O-D, G-Z's, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen, hallelujah. So, Jiminy.
Jiminy.
Hey, who's Jiminy?
You are.
So we're here.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have people all around the world calling me that.
I know. It's
Jiminy,
okay.
It's not special.
It's not special anymore.
It is special.
They don't call you Jiminy.
Well, I do want to welcome all of our archive listeners, and we are starting Tuesdays, as you know. The Jimmy Dean Show will start next week. Dean is getting his computer up and running, so we're going to hope that he is with us next week, and we're going to start that show where it's directed to atheists. But right now, Jimmy, we're going to really talk up you tonight on this part of the show, and we're going to do 30 minutes on who Jimmy James really is, Jimmy James Harris, and you are going to be going and participating in something called NAMM, which I want to introduce to our listeners and anyone who's going to NAMM. If you see Jimmy James, I want you to make sure that you let him know that you heard about him on Soul Sister Radio. So, Jimmy, why don't you share with our audience a little bit about NAMM and what that's all about, especially when it comes to being a musician?
Well, let me start by saying that most of the people listening to this can't get in because it's a private event.
Whatever. I got in before.
Well, I said most people. I wasn't referring to you, and I know exactly how you did it.
Exactly. So.
But, yeah, most people can't get in because you have to be a member of the NAMM Association, and NAMM stands for National Association of Music Merchants. And what it is, it's a trade show for all of the new musical equipment, and it's from guitars to amps to drums, drumsticks, keyboards, picks, strings, DJ equipment, and everything in between. It's pretty much the biggest convention that comes to Anaheim. It is the biggest convention that comes to Anaheim, and all of Anaheim's commerce, all their businesses look forward to this time of year because of the fact that there's so many people walking the streets. And most of the people walking the streets are long-haired hippie types,
like
musicians.
Person?
yeah, like me. Yeah, you know, earrings, hair. I mean, there's some the people that make the equipment aren't all cool like us. You know, there's some dorks running around.
Dorks.
But it's a big party, pretty much. And the musical equipment is the focus, but then the camaraderie, the love, there's a lot of love in the room. There's a lot of musicians that only see each other once a year. You know, they look forward to this time of year. And that's what I'm going to be doing all week. My phone has already started to ring today from my friends coming in from Canada. I don't know if they're listening, but maybe they'll listen later. Ben, Dwan, you know, Martin, all my buddies at Yamaha are in town, and they're wanting me to come up and party with them tonight.
And
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I might. I don't know. I'm on this strict diet of beans and rice. So after I eat my beans.
Hey, you know what?
There's a song that says beans and rice in Memphis.
After I eat my yum yum beans and rice, and we'll see you.
Nice.
Yeah, yum yum yum.
Hey.
So yeah, I'll be down there all week, doing my network thing. You know, checking out some new equipment that there are a few items that I really do want to see this year. Normally, when I go to this show, I go for the people, but there are some musical things I want to check out, and I'll be down there first thing Thursday morning until Sunday.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Well, that's what's happening in the news here. Because what equipment do you really want to pick up this year? In case we have
listeners? Well, I'm looking at computer software. Actually, is what I'm interested in. I mean, you know, a new keyboard would be nice, but with the right software, the same keyboard will do just fine.
We have a listener in Canada. And he wants to know what NAM means again. It's the National
Association.
National Association of Music Merchants. It's like a car show, but for musicians, you know, musical equipment. Like, you know, the car shows have all the new cars for the next year coming out on display. And this show has, it's all musical. It's all about the music. There's a lot of cool concerts going on. After the show closes, the Hilton has like four stages set up in the lobby. So one band plays, and then as soon as that band plays on another stage. The Marriott across the way has stages set up. And the party pretty much goes on nonstop. And even after the bars close, the hotel rooms turn into bars.
Is there a website we can share with our audience?
They can Google NAM. I think it's NAM.org. But if they Google the NAM show or type in NAM into Google, all the sites that have anything to do with NAM will pop up, and they can do their NAM research.
Right.
If they also go to YouTube, there's a lot of videos up there from previous NAM shows. And you can get a pretty good idea of the excitement, the buzz that's going on. It's really a cool thing. And I've been a part of NAM for the last 30 years.
30 years. You shouldn't say that.
And not only that, my first NAM show, when I went, I was, 17 or something. So if they do the math, they can probably add it all up and come up with a total.
Okay. Well, that's really exciting. I'm excited, and if we can get in, I'm hoping that you can get, you know, Magdalena and I to, if we can fit it into the schedule, because this weekend.
You need to get us a pass.
Yeah, you need to get us a pass, because you need to bring your soul sisters with you.
Well, my soul sisters could meet me in the Hilton lobby at 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and that's actually the best time of the whole event.
Okay, so 6 o'clock.
You don't need a pass for that. Yeah, you just meet in the Hilton lobby at 6 o'clock. And
where's your event on Saturday?
Can
we get a room there?
I would imagine that the rooms are pretty much booked up. I mean, you could probably get a room at a seedy motel down the street. I'm sure that.
Not just a motel, but a seedy motel.
A seedy motel with no room service.
Yeah, no. We do room service.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
Yeah, all the good rooms are booked up. They book those up.
No, we don't.
They book them up.
They provide room service for us. Mm-hmm. We don't do the room
now,
service.
Now, I've got a bunch of friends out there that have rooms that they probably won't be using every night. So, I haven't really got up to Anaheim yet to connect with all my connections and see what's being offered to me.
Well,
normally, when I go up there, there's a lot of people offering me stuff. Hopefully,
One day, 14 hours, 45 minutes, and 17 seconds until the show. That's NAM. So that sounds exciting. I'm excited. I hope you can. You know, if what are we doing Friday night?
Like I said, if you guys just, Julie will be up there, my sister, and she's, even if I can't get her on pass, she's still going to come up.
And that's,
she wanted a pass because she's a musician.
She's a musician.
Yeah, so if I had to get anyone a pass, I'm sorry, ladies, but I try to get my sister one, and it's still being, hasn't come through yet. It might not. But she's adding us.
We understand.
She's your Janet.
Yeah. I mean, soul sisters are one thing, but blood sisters are another thing. And
they'll kick your butt.
Especially that one. You know her.
Yeah, I know her well. Hey, why don't you plug your show that's coming up at the casino with the sibling rivalry?
Oh, that's in February.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, though.
Yeah, it is. February 2nd and February 28th will be at the San Manuel Casino in San Bernardino.
How exciting.
You're taking us?
Can we get a room there?
Can you get a room there?
Yeah.
I don't even think San Manuel has a hotel.
They don't?
San Manuel, no, they don't have a hotel. It's just a casino.
Oh.
And, yeah, there's no rooms there. So that's why we drive out, do the gig, and drive home.
Gotcha.
That's awful.
That's awful. It's very far.
Yeah, well, it's an hour. It's 60 miles, actually. It's like driving to Hollywood from here. It's not bad.
It's an hour in the wrong direction.
It's an hour, and it goes by really quick.
Not if you're hitting traffic on the 91.
Well, you don't hit traffic on the 91 at 3 in the morning.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go.
Well, I'm not going to be driving at 3 o'clock in the morning because I don't
know. I know somebody who will be, and I'm looking at him. Oh.
Yeah.
You mean you're sitting in front of a mirror?
Yeah.
Yes. So, it's all good.
What's our next song?
What's our next song? Should we play a song?
Yeah, play a song, and let's come back with something cool to talk about.
Okay, so we're
how about
gonna,
like the whatevers?
The whatevers. Well, since we've been talking about sisters and soul sisters, and we're really, really excited, Jules, if you're listening, that you live right around the corner from here, and now that Magdalena has a walking partner, and I won't have to feel so guilty.
Oh, as if you did. I've never heard Maria say, hey, Magdalena. I'm so happy that you're here. Let's go for a walk because it's good for us. Not
yes.
once.
I look at it like this. Why walk when I can drive?
Well, it's not about that. It's about keeping your body healthy.
This is true.
And circulation.
And you know what, Jimmy?
And breathing in fresh air.
That's
from,
right.
Because you're making your lungs work. You're flushing out the bad stuff.
So let's get it started because this, I'm excited that Jules is by us now. And Jiminy, this is really cool that we're all getting together and Dean's going to pop in sooner or later. And it is a family affair. So here we go.
Now you're so track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Soul Sister Radio wants to thank our very awesome sponsors, one being our most amazing Rebecca Lawler. We want to thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to have this radio show, and we just want to wish you blessings and obviously thank you. And also for our very awesome Robert Brown of B&B Builders, definitely a man of integrity and someone you definitely want to entrust your home to, you know, remodel it, or if it needs some fixing, whatever it is, he'll give it that TLC and really make it amazing. So if anybody wants to get in contact with Robert Brown of B&B, he's here in Orange County serving all of Orange County, and he'll actually go anywhere, LA County, San Bernardino, Riverside, you name it. If you give him a ticket to the moon, he'll be there. His number is 949-933-0937. Thank you to B&B Builders.
Do you want to talk about Balboa Island Jewelers?
And Balboa Island Jewelers, a cute little quaint jewelry store in wonderful Balboa Island, just down Jamboree on Marine Drive. Valentine's is right around the corner. If you have a special someone, a special little sweetheart that you want to get something romantic and wonderful and make her shine, maybe with some diamonds, you can head down to Balboa Island Jewelers. They're on 307 Marine Drive. The phone number there is 949. Now I'm going to forget the number, 673-1700, and you'll be attended with the most excellent customer service.
Also, we will be having a Cupid run
right before Valentine's Day on Saturday, February 9th, from the hours of 2 to 5 p.m. at the Balboa Island Jewelers. So if you are in the neighborhood of Newport Beach or anywhere near Orange County, stop by and make sure that you say hello to us.
And right? Maybe we'll meet you guys at 333 or at the Balboa.
And let me say this. Anyone out there that wants to save some money, just break up with your spouse at Valentine's Day and get back together after. Valentine's Day sucks.
You know what? Why? Why is it that men do that? Men do that. Men break up right before your birthday. They break up right before Christmas. You know what? That's such a bunch of crap.
But it still saves you money. And if you want to save money, and if you can get away with it, do it.
But what? Get away with it with
that
what?
That is such crap.
I mean, what's the purpose behind it? Just to be a cheat.
Behind breaking up?
You know what? If a guy breaks up over me with me because he's too much of a cheapskate to even get me a card on Valentine's Day because there's such pressure, then you know he did me a favor by firing himself.
Fired.
Out of here.
Next.
Exactly. But you know, if he can, you know, break up, and if she'll take him back, and he'll know if she'll take him back.
Oh,
you might be able to save the $5 from spending it on a card.
You are so fired from being even a friend.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad that you're only my friend, and I would never date you because then I don't have to suffer the consequences
of knowing
breaking up with
me. Yeah, right before Christmas, right before Thanksgiving, right before. Hey, that sounds like history.
Yeah, that sounds just like my story.
Yeah. Well, you know. Sometimes you have to make desperate moves.
Yeah, check it out, Jimmy. Check it out. This is kind of crappy. So listen to this. And you explain how this can happen. Go ahead.
Here, you're dating someone who courted me, you know, persuasively for over a year. And then we start dating. And then all of a sudden, this person has to break up with me. And I'm using the word has to because he has to spend more time with his daughter.
And he breaks up right before Thanksgiving.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Right before Christmas. Because, of course, he had to get back together. Why do you have to get back together if you break up right before a holiday?
Well, there's songs about that. Break up to make up.
It wasn't break up to make up.
Making up is fun.
Double life and use me in the end.
Well, and I think in that case, you know, it sounds to me like you got shammed, and you just have to. And it, being a beautiful woman, you're always going to have men chasing after you for whatever reason.
But does it mean
you have to screen them?
Chase after me that I go for each and every one of them. You know, it's like, is it an insecurity on the men's side? I mean, is that what us beautiful women have?
I can't speak for other men. All I can say is that what you probably should do is come up with a screening process. You could be a polygraph test, you know, background check.
Background check seems like I'm going to have to invest $50 for every person that may potentially be a potential.
A potential. So here, we're going into the Soul Patrol. As you can tell by the tone of the radio show changing, and we're going into what is the Soul Patrol. So Magdalena, why don't you share with our audience what that means?
Just making people...
Soul Patrol.
Yeah.
Look at Jimmy's going, what?
You know, like when you hear a siren, you know, when you're driving, it brings you into alertness. You're like, uh-oh, do I pull over? Where is the siren coming from? Oh, my gosh, is it a fire? Is it a police? Or what's the other kind?
Ambulance.
You know, either one, you know, it brings us to awareness. And what Soul Patrol is we're two beautiful women with two amazing souls that really just want to bring awareness to people about their own soul. And it's like,
you know, when we hear a siren, whether it's because we're getting pulled over, or because someone's in an accident, or there's a house on fire, like I said, it brings us to an awareness, and so we're here to make people aware. The good thing about us is that we don't write citations.
Are you sure? Oh, yes.
The only citations
I beg
we write
to differ. I beg
are,
to differ.
Are biblical citations.
Because if you had to write a citation, you'd be writing them all day long, because most people have no clue about what's happening with their soul.
Yeah, I know. In fact, why don't you share what that actually means, what you just said, because that's pretty important to know.
Well, as you know, 2012 is come and gone, and we thought there was going to be something catastrophic going down, and it didn't. You know, the world didn't end. You know, Planet X didn't show up. I haven't seen any pictures of Planet X. I was looking for it. But
it
what has
X?
Say what?
I said, was it supposed to be shaped like an X?
The planet?
Yeah.
No, they call it Planet X because it doesn't really have a name, or it does have a name now, but, you know, it was just this strange
like
planet that came around every 26,000 years or something.
Is it
no, it's not shaped
like
an X. It's not shaped like an X, no. Planets are round.
I don't know if it has an X on it.
You won't see it. It might have an X on it. But as far as the souls go, what did take place in 2012 is an evolutional process that is going down, and a gateway open to more spiritual activity. And from what they say we're supposed to experience, and I've experienced some of these things, is more psychic activity and more self-healing, and you know, more how do I say this, more camaraderie between people. I mean, because we're all connected, right? And we're supposed to feel that. So there's going to be this type of activity taking place, and it's somewhat magical. But it's only magical to us because of the fact that we don't experience it all the time. But from what I hear, it's supposed to be common. So as far as, if you look at it this way, we've been caterpillars, humanity. We're like in caterpillar stage, and it's ready it's time to turn into the butterfly.
So are we coming out of our cocoon? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, yeah. We've been cocooned up, and the cocoon is ready to bust open. I think mine already has, and I have a lot of strange experiences happening with my interaction between other people.
Well,
and,
actually, what did you share, Jimmy? We were at the coffee house yesterday, and why don't you share with the audience? The gentleman walked up to you and said, hey, that freaked me out. What happened with Connecticut? Was it Connecticut? Yeah, with the kids. And I can't believe you shared what you shared right before that happened. So why don't you share with the audience a little bit about that without getting in too overly unpolitically correct, if you can do that.
I like being politically incorrect.
So go ahead and just go for it, because what it was actually his.
I know you witnessed it too. You heard him, and this was actually the owner of the coffee shop. And one day I was sitting in there with my computer, and you know, watching some YouTube videos, and him and I started talking, and I started telling him about false flag operations, and what they were. You know, so what I actually said to him was, you know, governments have used false flag operations for. Forever, that's what they do. Hitler used a false flag. He burned the Reichstag and blamed it on somebody and went and invaded the country when he did it himself. So governments use these, they perpetrate these, they're pretty much crimes, and to get the people to react a certain way, then they have a solution ready for them. It's a form of manipulation. So when we walked in there yesterday, Dave was his name. He goes, "Hey man, when I saw what happened in Connecticut, I thought of what you said to me. Because after Connecticut, what do? They coming after the guns. You know, they want to take the gun. They want to disarm the population."
Right.
And so you know, I had told him, "Yeah, man, I strongly believe." Now, whether I would say this on Piers Morgan or not, I think I would, but I strongly believe 9/11 was a false flag, and I'm convinced of it. And when you tell people that, they go, you actually believe that your government had something to do with killing 3,000 people? I go, yeah, I think they did. And there's a lot of people out there that do. And anyone that's got a question about that, all they have to do is Google 9/11 truth. And watch what comes up and watch those documentaries. This is information that you won't see on television. And I'm a strong believer that 9/11 was a false flag. So if they could take down towers with 3,000 people, they can pretty much do anything. And if you watch YouTube, and my idol, Alex Jones, was on Piers Morgan.
Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah, he ripped Piers Morgan a new butthole. Can I say that?
No, but go ahead.
I just did. And
there's different little word.
Yes.
I could have used another word. I cleaned it up.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah. And so Alex went and just laid on him the different dictators that have taken guns and what happened after that, you know. Hitler took the guns, Mao took the guns, Castro took the guns, and, you know, now they're trying to take our guns, and the reason that we need them is to defend ourselves against rogue governments, which I'm strongly in support of, saying that we have one. The government is being controlled by foreign bankers. Our government is.
Other countries own us, like China.
Yeah, foreign bankers, and they've come straight out and said it openly. We've conquered America. The bankers have.
That's true, and it's sad, but we tend to sit here and we're all in the same boat. And what you said,
we weren't conquered by another country or another army. We were conquered by bankers.
Well, what do they say? Whoever has the gold or whoever has the cash is king, and so on and so forth. But what you were saying earlier, Jimmy, about the soul and how those who are a little bit more in tune with what's going on, we seem to be gathering together and really locking arms and the people that are
into the soul or into the spirit, yeah, they're coming together, and the people that don't have a clue about it need to understand that, you know, just like the brain, there was a time when they didn't understand the human brain, but now they understand it. Same thing with the soul. They didn't understand the human soul, but now they understand it. And there's actually a spiritual science out there that can tell you exactly how your soul works. And there's a lot of people walking around that have no clue that they even have a soul. People walk around thinking, when I die, that's it. You know, there's no afterlife. And, yeah. There is. So that part of us
don't have a soul. I mean, what's their take on life? If they're thinking, okay, when I die, I die. So does that give them a reason to lead, on moral lives, or what does that mean?
I think a person that doesn't have a soul would think that they have to get it all in this lifetime. Because when they're dead, they're dead. Well, whereas people that have a soul be going, well, you know, if I don't handle it this time, I handle it next time. Or, you know, there's more to life after this. And there's got to be more to life after this, because pretty much what's going on here sucks. And who would create such a beautiful place with such beautiful people and all of that just to have it suck? So apparently there's been an intervention in the creation, and the way that we can get out of it, the way that we can see a future. And because the only thing they can't touch is your soul, is to understand that you have a spirit, that you have a soul, that we're all spiritual beings, and that we need to start thinking about that. You know, most of us, most people on the planet spend most of their lives trying to take care of themselves. And when you do that, you don't have time to think about your spirit or your soul or anything like that, because you're too busy trying to put money in the bank.
How would you describe your spirit?
The spirit?
Your spirit.
Well,
your
my spirit?
Soul.
My
your
soul?
The Jiminy soul.
My soul, it's old. It's an old soul. It's a tired soul, you know, and it's a happy soul.
So how do you nourish your soul? What do you do? How are you good or nice to yourself, or you're just feeding your soul because you know you've done a good deed or something? But what are the actions that you take to get you there?
That's a good question. Meditation is the best way to get to the soul, okay? And you have to use your brain to get to your soul. It's not just going to happen. You have to meditate or think on certain things or study certain things or realize certain things, you know? So I'm always feeding my spirit with knowledge. And knowledge is the key to freedom. Knowledge is the key to happiness, you know. But it's mainly the key to freedom. Because once you understand what's going on, you're free from what's happening to you. Like when I look at what's happening in the world today, I'm not affected by it. I'm affected by the emotional part of it. When I see people dying, yeah, that affects me. When I see people hurting or starving, or, you know, that stuff affects me because I hate to see it. But it doesn't affect me when I think about where I'm headed.
So, Jimmy, how do you feel when you watch those infomercials at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning with those dogs?
They're not infomercials. Infomercials?
The ones with
the dogs. I don't watch television.
Not a television guy.
Yeah, I don't even have TV. And but I watch a lot of documentaries.
Online?
Yeah, yeah. Everything is on YouTube. Anything you want to know.
So, what would you suggest that we look up on YouTube right now? Not right now, but you know, as our homework, if you will.
Well, it depends on where you are with it. You know, if you're at a place where you're going, I don't believe 9/11 was an inside job. Well, then you got to start there. That's like kindergarten. Because if you believe that Osama bin Laden and 19 terrorists took down those buildings, you know, with box cutters, you know, well then you got some studying to do. Once you crack the nut open, it's like a nut you got to crack open. Once you crack it open, the knowledge can start to come in, and that's a good place to start. Now, if you're already past that, and you want to just understand what's going on in life, you can. A lot of that ancient knowledge that is resurfacing is good, because it's all about the spirit. It's all about the spirit and the power of the human being, as a being. You know, not to mention the spiritual power that we have. And once you get into that, there's a lot of documentaries out there that talk about what's happening with the DNA, what's happening with the evolution, what's happening with.
If you said,
you know,
evolution versus evolution.
Evolution.
But it's true. It's evolution.
Okay, evolution. Revolving.
I have a question for you. Since NAMM is coming up and we've talked about the Illuminati and we watched it and before our eyes kind of in the last weekend. And I want to know, since music is pretty spiritual in of itself, how does good versus evil use the musical realm as a platform?
That's another good question, and it's tough to do because, like I said, music business has changed a lot, and Illuminati pretty much runs it. So if you try to do anything good in that business, you know, you have to have control. You have to have your own record company or your own system of getting the music out, because the guys that are running the big companies ain't buying it.
So who are the people that are running this organization or whatever? Who are they?
The Illuminati, who runs it?
Yeah, and who are the principals behind it, and who are the followers?
You know, a good documentary to watch is if you went to YouTube and typed in Secrets in Plain Sight. There's a documentary that'll come up, and you can understand what type of people we're dealing with or what type of force we're dealing with and exactly how they work. There's another one I just watched. What was it called? I can't remember the name of that one, but they're long documentaries, but the information that comes out of them is amazing. And I fall asleep with that stuff in my ear, and I wake up and go back and re-listen to it. But that's what people need to listen to. They need to search. They need to research the truth. They have to seek the truth, number one, and then research it. You know, you have to ask yourself questions and go to a place where you can find the best answers. And the television set doesn't even address that. You know, you will never find the truth about anything you really want to know on TV. It's not there. They won't show it to you. They even do shows about it. So you have to say what?
One of the things that I learned was exactly what you're saying is true. And when 9/11 was happening here and the towers were going down and the news was on over here, I was on the island of Crete in Greece. And the news and the information that was coming in there was way different than what was being played on the TVs here. And that's when I knew, and it hit me like a brick, that we live in the Truman Show most of the time, where they are injecting to us what it is that we need to hear, we need to see, we need to know. And what I was
We're being controlled. We're being manipulated and controlled.
All I know is that it was such an eye-opener being in another country, watching the news from that perspective, and it's quite interesting, which really makes me more aware of the fact that we all have to tune with what it is that is our truth. And the truth I know is the same today as it was yesterday, and the truth is going to be the same as, you know, as it is tomorrow. And that truth, as far as I know, rests within your soul. And that's why we're the soul patrol.
Well, you know when you're being lied to. And you know when you've found the truth. When something hits you and it's true, your soul will feel it. Your spirit, your intuition, which is part of your soul, will know. And that's why back in the day they used to burn women. They used to call them witches for saying, "I have a hunch."
Salem witches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used to burn them at the stake. You got a hunch, I got a place for you. But no, we're finding out that our intuition is much stronger than thought. Intuition is where it's at, and that's the heart of the soul. And we've been trained, humanity has been trained to not believe that they have one. They've been disconnected from all of that spiritual stuff. Because of the system that they put us, the system that we operate in, you know, the things that they put us through, it completely disconnects us from our intuition, from our soul. And that's the only part of us that they can't get to. So we all need to feed our spirit. Feeding your spirit is the most important thing that you can do right now.
Amen, hallelujah, which brings us into our next song right before we leave.
What's it called? Feed the Spirit?
No, it's called God Save Us All. So just kick back and take a chill and listen. Take a chill. Take a chill.
Okay.
we would love to have you live on our show. So I'm putting it out there. I'm putting my feelers out there. If we can have Lenny listen in and let him know that we appreciate his song lyrics and how very spiritual he is in his composition.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Jimmy, we've got a couple more minutes. We've got about 3 minutes before we go to the last song. And I want you to share with the audience what you want to see yourself doing next month, because we're still in your February calendar.
Oh, yeah. My calendar is pretty much wide open, and I think it's probably wide open because there's new things coming to me that I'm not aware of yet. Uh-huh. And for them to happen, I had to have an open calendar. This weekend at the convention, I'm putting all my stuff out there. You know, I'm strutting my stuff, man.
You're strutting.
I'm going to strut my stuff.
Why don't you sing a little bit for our audience?
Yeah, why don't you have your keyboard out there and sing a tune or two?
Oh, keyboard's in the car, baby. There's no keyboards where I'm at right now.
Keyboard. You need to have a baby keyboard.
I do, but it would take me, by the time I got it set up, all my beans and rice are ready. By the time.
I don't want any excuses.
No more excuses.
You know, I was at this really cool party on Saturday night. And
were
they had
you?
They had a bunch of really good food there, and they sent me home with a bunch of it, and I'm eating it up. I don't know how much beans and rice I can eat. It's starting to take an effect on the pain.
But you can eat it with eggs, you know, mix it in a little, eggs and beans.
Can you cook an egg in a microwave?
You can, but
I wouldn't recommend it.
You can, but you know, it's microwave eating is not the best, okay? It's not good for you. Then you put it in the microwave, but it depends what it is, of course.
Well, no eggs on my beans and rice, but anyway. Enough with the beans and rice anyway.
Rice and beans and miso. You can sing that song, Baby Got
Back.
Because that's why I'm eating them. I'm trying to get my back.
Well, anyway, I want to thank our audience for listening. I want to thank our
thanks, audience. Thank you, audience.
I really do. We're appreciating the numbers, and I know that we're just on a path to know what is real and what is true, and that is what the Soul Patrol is all about. Right.
Check it out. My friends are listening from Canada. They text me and go, "Where you at? We want to listen in." So Ben, are you listening?
Ben,
I'll see you probably later on tonight, dude.
Oh really?
Are you already gonna go out in the mean, cruel world, Jimmy?
I have to go to Anaheim. There's a party brewing, and I want to be on the planning commission.
All right. So Friday night, the Hilton, Anaheim.
Try to get
6 o'clock
ticket.
Right?
I'll you guys will be bored. Yeah, Friday night, you're right. But you guys will be bored in the show. It's just a bunch of musical stuff you don't care about. And people walk around. But once the convention is over, people, all they want to do is meet new people and party and network and put new numbers in their database. And, you know, that's what we'd be doing.
We're going to be there with you Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Anaheim
both
Hilton.
Both of you better be there.
At Anaheim Hilton.
I said both of you better be there.
May only be there for 5 minutes, but we'll be there. Who knows? You just never know. Anyway, I want to thank our audience for listening. We will be having Soul Sister Thursday. We have a brand new show with Becky Ryan from Atlanta, Georgia. She will be talking about different things that you can do with your online business, how you're going to be able to boost up your ratings with Google and all that neat stuff. She is the best there is, so I would highly recommend you staying tuned to Soul Sister Thursday. That will be at 4 p.m. Then we have at 4:30, we have Corrine. We have PTH, Prayer That Heals. And she gives you a whole new way of thinking. It's an elevated thought on a more of an angel level, just like you, Jimmy. Then we have The Advocate with Susan Shingazar, and that is from 5 to 6. So make sure you stay tuned. Then again, we have Soul Sister Sunday, and that's with Maria Magdalena Ministry, A Heart for Worship with Becky from Washington, and Sinner Sanctuary with Dean. So we want to thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Radio. Jimmy, would you like to say anything before we leave?
God bless you all around the world, and feed your spirit, because that's the part of you that lives forever.
Amen.
And I'm going to go feed my, I don't know what I'm going to feed, but I'm going to feed something.
Go have fun, and then
it won't be the spirit. I'll have to, you might see me in church on Sunday to repent for what I've done this weekend.
Great. That's 8 o'clock on Reboot here on Soul Sister Radio.
No, not 8 o'clock. 7:29.
Yeah, 7:29.
Matter of fact, I might not make it till next Sunday to repent.
Great.
That's after Saturday night. I guarantee you, I won't be around for Soul Sister Church.
We'll see you next week here on Soul Sister Radio. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Love is a magic
Soul
word.
Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.